Welcome, everyone, to Dirt Doctor Radio, specializing in how to be honestly green. There'll be no greenwashing here, just accurate advice on products and techniques that are healthy to use, save money, and are really good for the environment. Tips and suggestions from listeners are encouraged, so give us a call at 866-444-3478. It's now time to venture through the foggy misinformation and learn about what truly is green. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor and proud owner of Mystery Dog Tater, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. The foggy information is probably a too mild a statement. It's just some really bad information about the things opposite of what we talk about here, and I'm going to get into that. There's some new data, new scientific information out there that we'll get into in a little bit. I'll work that in as soon as I can, along with all the other things that we need to talk about. Delighted to be with you. The telephone number to get together on the phone about gardening or landscaping or pest control or compost making or compost management or issues. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to discuss. If you've got some interior plants, mystery photograph is up. We can talk about that. If you want to call on the show and identify the mystery photograph, you'll win one of our classes, our online class, and we'll talk about it in some detail today. I usually don't do that often enough, probably. I'll go through the whole course with you and explain what goes on there and how beneficial it is to people, both homeowners and people in the business. The telephone number is the same telephone number as always, and it's the same from anywhere in the world. It's 1-866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. Beautiful weather this morning, although it's cold. We've got some really bad weather around the country. In fact, we have a guest coming up at the 9 o'clock hour, and I saw a note that she was talking to Doug, my business partner, yesterday about the fact that they had huge snow and her landline's out, and she only has a cell phone. So we're going to see. Probably the quality will be good enough for her to visit with me. She's one of the speakers at the Belton Mother Earth News Fair that's coming up in, next month in February. I'll give you details about that, where I'll be speaking as well, like I've done since I started having it there. It's a heck of an event for those of you in Texas or nearby and want to drive over for the first of the Mother Earth News events. It's coming up. It's right around the corner. This morning for us here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, it was interesting. When I was leaving, Judy said that it had gotten to 26 degrees. She was watching TV, and my phone said it was only 32. That's a pretty big difference, and usually they're closer. And I got in the car and took off from the house, and the car agreed with my phone, got here to the radio station, which is near DFW Airport. And it was 26, so it was interesting, the difference right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. But anyway, got a freeze, no big deal. Hope those of you that are in the Midwest and Northeast, wherever you got the heavy snows, are okay. Still plenty to do, getting ready for the gardening kind of things. One of the things that you can do is get all your seed and get everything ordered and get ready to go for the spring. Also, you can start germinating some things in the house and get going that way. You can use the little grow lights and various things that you can find at the garden centers, and you can order online, of course, and all that kind of thing, and start doing it in – some of you could do it outside in cold frames, but wherever you are, there's a way to get started with the growing of plants to get ready for vegetable gardening, herb gardening, and landscaping in the spring when it's warm enough, wherever you are in the country. And we broadcast coast to coast and border to border, so wherever you are, whatever you're talking about, whatever you're thinking about, we'll be glad to discuss it with you. Trees are a big part of what we discuss here. Trees are Trees are a big deal. They're extremely important from a landscape standpoint and a lot of times from other standpoints, from a food standpoint. The fruit trees are a big deal. And there's a common thing that's done wrong. It's very, very common, and we talk about it all the time. We've got the organic fruit and pecan tree program written for you. It's in detail on our website, which is dirtdoctor.com. And you can go there if you're new, and I know we have some new listeners every week, and we'll talk about some of the things where you can get more information about this natural organic approach that we talk about. But probably the easiest thing to do if you're just getting started is go to that website, dirtdoctor.com, scroll down a little bit, and you're going to see a bunch of words. All those words that are in columns, three columns there, I think it's three columns, are buttons. The one that's capital letters saying guides, that's the one you click on and go to the basic organic fruit and pecan tree program, the rose program, the formulas that I recommend, how you make Garrett juice, the liquid that we recommend so highly for foliar feeding and feeding plants, including interior plants. Those of you that have questions about interior plants, that's certainly part of what we talk about here. African violets and orchids and things like that, the Garrett juice mixture is just sensational for those plants as well as for the things outside. There are commercial products available really in every category that I talk about. There's commercial products available. There are products that are EPA labeled across the board. But also we give you the home remedies if you want to go that route. So you can save a little money. Some people like to do that and some people don't. So we like to give folks the option of going with for example, with Garrett juice, you can go with a commercial product. There's three or four manufacturers that make it, but we also give you the formula, and you can make it for yourself anytime you want to, and that formula is under that button, guides on dirtdoctor.com. There's some variations that Garrett juice can take. Maybe I haven't talked about that in a long time. Maybe get into that a little bit today for you. Garrett juice is more of a I talked to Bob Webster about this on his show that I do every Saturday morning down in San Antonio. Garrett juice is more of a philosophy. It's more of an approach than a specific product. And the reason for that is it started out with one formula, and then we have added things to it, and it's kind of evolved over a period of time, and different people like to add different things to it to make it their own version. We'll try to work that in, talk about that a little bit more. Haven't done that in a long time either. My tea, let's see how time's doing. Okay. My tea is very simple this morning. It's nothing but ginger and honey. And yeah, it's fresh ginger. That's one of the things that you can get started growing right now. Go to the grocery store and buy organic if you can. One of the hands, one of the rhizomes of ginger, nice juicy plump one. You know, the bigger and plump, more plump it is, the healthier it is. And that goes for buying it to use it or buying it to plant it and grow it, either one. And you can cut it up. You can cut it up into golf ball size pieces, more or less, and let them dry out. Let them callus over a little bit. You can put some fireplace ashes on the cuts if you want to. In fact, I think we have a video somewhere. I need to try to find that. I was looking for it the other day, and I couldn't find it. So we may not have it on YouTube right now, but I need to, if it's not there, I need to try to find it. It's a video we did of Logan showing how to do the ginger. But anyway, it's very simple. You just cut it up, and you either treat the cuts with fireplace ashes or with a phosphate, a rock phosphate or soft rock phosphate's even better. Let it dry out before you plant it. Plant it just under the soil. By the way, that's another thing I want to tell you about, too. My buckeyes that I planted, great big old buckeye seeds, I planted in two different ways, and I've got a report for you that'll help you with planting big seed. But with the cuts of of ginger. Just put them to where soil is covering those cuts in organic potting soil. Water them. Keep them in a warm place. If you use an under pot heat or under flats, whatever you put it in, you can use clay pots or plastic pots or flats or whatever you want to use. Use one of the mats, the heat mats that you can get from garden centers or order online. And the ginger will start growing for you this winter and get going pretty good before it's warm enough to put it out. And then you grow it all through the summer. And then in the fall, harvest your own homegrown organic ginger. It's a great way to go. More about that when I come back and other subjects. And we'll go to the phones whenever you want to. It's 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Website's dirtdoctor.com. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be right back.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic insect and pest control? Pure Grows Bug Stop is a blend of natural plant oils that controls mites, scale, whiteflies, aphids, tent caterpillars, and beetles. Bug Stop delivers rapid knockdown and kill and is safe to use around plants, pets, people, and beneficial insects. Ask for Pure Grows Bug Stop in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at puregrowusa.com or call 469-423-0712.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating this certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All right, Howard, back with you. Telephone number 866-444-3478. Let's talk about the doggies at the SPCA. Unfortunately, we've got a bunch that need some help that I've talked about before that haven't been adopted yet. One is Honey Sue. Bo, Donald, Buster, and Rhino, and Chase are still all waiting for homes that we've talked about before, and their pictures are on our website on dirtdoctor.com. Just go to the button that says SPCA Pet Adoption, and you can see them there and see all the information about them, the bio about each dog. Today's dog is Miss Ginger, and she looks like a good one. She's got... She's 3 years old. She's black and white pit bull mix, weighing 65 pounds. She's outgoing and friendly, likes people, walks easy on a leash, already obeys some commands. Kind of particular about her dog friends, so she might be best as an only dog, and said she's probably going to be better with adults rather than a bunch of small children in this case. But she's very affectionate and has been spayed, microchipped, and all that good stuff. So check her out on our website. She's in the Jan Rhys Jones Animal Care Center in Dallas, just west of downtown Dallas. And all the information, the address, and the phone numbers and everything else is right there for you on our website on dirtdoctor.com. She's really pretty. So check her out. One thing I didn't finish talking about was the weather. The weather has been, like I said, cool around here. We had kind of a mild freeze this morning, but the moon has just been beautiful. And I think there's a couple of issues with the moon. My dogs, Nellie and Tater, have been a little loony the last couple of days. Part of it was Judy was out of town for a couple of days, and they were running around trying to figure out where she was, and then the full moon when it's really bright. I think that has some effect. Changes the energy and the way everything's working. There's definitely something to it. But it was beautiful last night, really big and beautiful again this morning. When I took off from the house, it was kind of low in the sky to the west and really, really, really pretty. Had a little bit, as we've had for several mornings, kind of off and on because we've had some clouds here, but we had one of those Monet paintings, the blue and pink sky this morning. It wasn't big and dramatic like we had a few weeks ago, but it was pretty, very, very pleasant this morning. So hope you got to enjoy that if you're up and about. The mystery photo is up for you and ready. Mary Rose knows what it is. If you want to call in and identify the mystery photograph, or if you want to send us an email, send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. First to do that wins one of our online courses that I mentioned. And it's a good prize. You also get a 8-ounce bottle of organic liquid plant food from Espoma. And Espoma is a natural organic fertilizer and soil amendment company that we recommend highly. They have a wonderful line of products, and their products are available out there for you across the country, which is a big deal. It's one of the fatal flaws, not a fatal flaw, but one of the flaws of the organic program is that for some of you out there, depending on where you are in the country, the organic products are a little hard to find. They're easy to find always online, and a lot of people are going that route. Some people don't want to, but the Espoma products you can find in hardware stores, feed stores, and farm stores, garden centers, and nurseries out there very, very easily. Espoma is E-S-P-O-M-A, and they bring us every week the SPCA report and also the mystery photograph. So check that out and make your best guess to win one of the courses. And like I said, I'll go through the whole course for you if you're not familiar with it here in a little bit. I haven't done that in quite a long time. That would be a good thing to do. There is information also on our website while you're looking there about how to donate to TORC, the Texas Organic Research Center. That's our nonprofit organization, and it's primarily in the business of research, making that research available to you on the website. We've been gathering research that exists out there from other people. We've been doing research on our own. It is the official nonprofit part of what we do here, and it can certainly be helped by supporting it financially from any of you as you see fit. One of the best ways to go there is to click on the Buy Howard's Books red button at the top of the page on dirtdoctor.com, and it tells you how to buy books. You can just donate money, but buying books, it's a better deal, quite a bit better deal. You can do it at a $50 level and get membership in the Organic Club of America. You do it at the $75 level and get some of the seed that both Bob Webster and I have produced from our organic gardens, and there's several choices there. So check it out. Click on the red button, and you can go and see all about the books. And also, that's where you'll see information about my art. My art is really growing. We've done a lot more last few weeks, and don't have it up on the website yet. You can see some of it, but we'll try to put more of it up later. You can also see a little bit more of it on Facebook and the entry in the library on dirtdoctor.com also. Howard Garrett here. We'll talk a little bit about the EPA information, the new information for you, and then get into other things as we can. Telephone number to be with me on the show is 866-444-3478, and that website again is dirtdoctor.com.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, led by the Stuart Franke family, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and many soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator stimulates the soil biology and plant roots. And all the Medina products help all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. The Medina products help you spend your money wisely, increasing production while improving the environment. All Medina products are free of toxic chemicals, including the commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus. For the proper care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Conveniently available at many hardware, nursery, and feed stores, Medina Natural Organic Products are a Dirt Doctor recommendation. 50 years young and still environmentally friendly, it's MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. I was just looking for some stuff on my own website, and I ran into something where we need to make it a little easier to find. I'll tell you more about that in a little bit. Let me talk about telephone number, by the way, is 866-444-3478. Here's some new information about Roundup, about glyphosate. Let me say first that some of you that are new listeners and scratching your head about what this is exactly all about here, We recommend the natural organic program rather than using synthetic high nitrogen fertilizers and the toxic pesticides that, you know, the traditional people use. And there's a reason for it. There's a bunch of reasons for it, actually. The main reason being that it works better. It's pretty fascinating. You can talk to people that still recommend the high nitrogen salt. They're basically salts, bags of salt, mineral salts, the synthetic fertilizers. You talk to people that recommend those and recommend the toxic chemicals, and they say, well, we don't recommend anything unless it's been approved by a land-grant university. And like I said at the beginning of the show, everything that we talk about has research behind it. And if you want to buy registered, labeled, EPA-approved products, 100% across the board, you can. There are some other ways to go, buying generic things and buying in bulk if you're in the business or if you have a farm or if you just want to save money. There's other ways to go other than using the labeled products. But if you want to go that route, you can. And so the people that say that the only way to go, you know, where everything's been tested and proven and it's, you know, copacetic and scientific and all that is to use the chemical approach, just isn't true. And the other thing is there's a whole lot more danger in the stuff that we don't recommend than those people would like to admit. In fact, they won't admit. They still say, for example, that Roundup, the glyphosate products, are perfectly safe, you know, almost as safe as aspirin. And when they hit the ground, they go away and they are not toxic in any way and all that kind of thing. Well, along those lines, let me tell you about this new report. The title is Glyphosate. And by the way, I'm going to give you the short version of it. The entire paper by Charles Benbrook is on TORC, Texas Organic Research Center.org. That's our nonprofit. You can go to there. It may be also linked to dirtdoctor.com, but anyway, it's on the TORC site. And when you go, the easiest way to find the TORC site is go to dirtdoctor.com, and at the top of the page, you'll see a little button there that says TORC, and that's where all the white papers and the research and the data is about these things. The pro and the con, the pro about the good stuff, the con about the things that we don't recommend, like Roundup, glyphosate. It says, how did the EPA and IARC reach diametrically opposed conclusions on the genotoxicity of glyphosate-based herbicides? And the IARC is the International Agency for Research on Cancer. Have you been wondering why many farmers, scientists, and regulatory agencies are claiming that glyphosate is safe? Are you confused as to why our EPA says that they have the science to show that glyphosate is not a carcinogen, but the IARC, the International Agency for Research on Cancer, has found that it is a carcinogen? Scientist Charles Benbrook has combed through the studies analyzed by both agencies and has found out exactly why they came out with different decisions. The EPA has been selective in choosing studies. That's where it all is. The EPA cited 109 total essays, not included in the IARC report, 87% of which were regulatory studies commissioned by the industry, by the people making the stuff. And all but one was negative for genotoxicity. In other words, they were saying that it was safe. The IARC included the results from 67 essays not included in the EPA's analysis, all of which were from peer-reviewed publications, in other words, legitimate research and publications, and 82% of which had at least one positive result for genotoxicity, in other words, cancer-causing. In genetics, genotoxicity describes a property of chemical agents that damage the genetic information within a cell, causing mutations, which may lead to cancer. While genotoxicity is often confused with mutagenicity, that's a good word, mutageneticity, all mutagens are genotoxic, whereas not all genotoxic substances are mutagenic. In other words, there's problems with all those big words. But the point is that the research that they did that said that the glyphosate, the Roundup, was damaging was not used by the EPA. Very interesting stuff. This entire paper by Charles Benbrook is on our website. It's on TORC, TexasOrganicResearch.com. So check that out. In addition to that, that's an area that I rarely even talk about. It's there, and there's a whole bunch of research and papers backing up the relationship between Roundup and cancer. But that's not the main point I talk about. The main point I talk about is the damage that it does to microorganisms. And the first time we got wind of it and started talking about the danger was when we discovered what the farmers that are using no-till technology found out. They found out that in using Roundup, the microbes in the soil were being disturbed and or killed to a point where the residue that was left on the soil, the residual in the no-till, you know, you cut everything down and leave the organic matter on the soil to go back in the soil, is the theory. But in that farming, they use a tremendous amount of Roundup to knock down the weeds that come in the meantime where they're not tilling, instead of, you know, vinegar, fatty acids, things that we recommend. And the damage from the Roundup was causing so much damage to microbiotic activity in the soil that the organic matter left on the soil wouldn't rot. It just laid there and oxidized and finally, you know, turned gray and oxidized away. In other words, didn't break down, didn't feed any microbes at all. And so they saw the level of biological activity in the soil drop. And what the farmers started to see, and I think it's really the only way that it slowed down, the use of Roundup slowed down a little bit, was that the farmers started seeing a decrease, a decline in production. And it was from, you know, the killing off of the microbes in the soil. Everything we talk about here is about the benefits of life in the soil and how you build that life in the soil. The Roundup and the glyphosates were doing just the opposite thing. So anyway, check that out. It's in there for you on TORC. It'll be listed. If you go to TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org, over on the right-hand side, it'll probably be the top one over there on the right list. Okay. The course, let's talk about the course a little bit. I'll tell you what, it's 3 minutes. Let's talk to Bob first, and then I'll get into that. Bob is in Milton, Delaware. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Howard. How are you today?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
Good. Yeah, I called you last year. You gave me some good advice about injecting my squash plants with BT, and I have to say, very successful.
Oh, good. Good to get the report.
Yeah, I lost last year, the year before, I lost about 80% of the plants.
Mm-hmm.
This year, 5%, which is acceptable.
Yeah, that's a big difference. That's good. Thanks for the report.
Yeah. This year, I want to ask you about fig trees. I have propagated about 15. I have them in my greenhouse, you know, propagating for the winter. And I have a lot of people around here who grow. I'm in Delaware, in southern Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
People do not have regular production. It's like 1 year they'll get a lot and then not much at all. And the climate doesn't always seem to be the factor in it. Do you know much about figs?
Well, the climate probably is the factor, Rob, but I think that the big difference, do you know if the people you're talking to that are giving you the reports are using organic techniques or not?
Yeah. Yes, they are.
They are?
Yeah.
Well, the only thing I can tell you is that with the organic program, the coal issue is not as big a deal. You probably already know that. You're going to have a built-in protection of something around 4 to 5 degrees because the complex carbohydrates, the sugars in the plants, will be at a much higher level. And that's one of the reasons why the organic program works so well. The only other thing that can happen would be that figs need to access a little bit more trace minerals from the soil. And what's going to help that is the one product that I mentioned early in the show called Garrett Juice, which is a mixture of compost tea, vinegar, molasses, and seaweed. There's a synergistic result from using that mixture that probably helps to set buds and fruit, flowers and fruit on plants better than anything I've ever used. And so using it as a foliar spray, and with the fruit and pecan tree program, we talk about it on the detailed program that's on the site. The first spraying we do with vinegar, and we sometimes will add garlic to it. With figs, probably not that big a deal to do because you don't have a lot of insect pests or diseases on figs. So the main thing would be at bud swell. In other words, before, you know, flowering and leafing out and everything on fruit trees in general, spray the trunks and the stems and drench the soil with the Garrett juice. Keep mulch on the soil, no bare soil, but not piled up on the stem of the plant. The figs, just like a shade tree, want to have a flare, and so make sure that's dramatic. A lot of people think that'll encourage freeze damage, but it does just the opposite. It'll help prevent freeze damage, and I think you'll see the figs be more consistent in flowering. I'm going to put you on hold if you had something else, and we'll talk more if we need to, but I got to run for a minute. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The number is 866-444-3478. I'll be back.
Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with a rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
Book your consultation now. Call today at 469-687-94 and receive a $200 consultation free of charge. That's 469-687-94 for the free consultation, or go to AchieveVitality.net.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and Rob stayed with us. He had something else. What else did you have, Rob?
Yeah, I'm wondering, I have a farm, you know, it's about 3 acres here, and I have a lot of grasses in my field.
Okay.
And, you know, just different various grasses I'm trying to get rid of and not having much luck.
The grasses are in what, in your vegetable gardening area? Is there something?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. Well, a couple of things, too. It depends on what they are. You know, some are a lot easier and perennial and tougher to get rid of than others. But one of the things that we do with the organic program is we simply mulch over certain weeds, and that takes care of them. If they're certain kind of low-growing weeds, it just smothers them, cutting off the light, you know, takes care of them. On the other hand, real tough perennial grassy things that keep coming back, we have to spray and kill. And that technology, that's one of the things that's changing, I'm delighted to report, in the industry out there. Even the chemical companies are getting into it, coming up with better and better products to kill things, the herbicides that are considered organic. The companies that are totally organic, of course, we're, you know, the most interested in, but it's interesting that the big chemical companies are trying to get in it too, because they see that the, you know, world's going that way. The latest technology that's out there are the fatty acids, which are real fancy soaps, is basically what they are. BioSafe is in that category, and then the PureGrow product is a company we just got together with for the first time last year. And I'm really impressed with them. They've got weed control, they've got insect control, and they have disease control. All of their products are basically the same ingredients, but just different concentrations. They're basically essential oils. And their Weed Crush product is one I'd recommend that you try, because I've seen terrific results with it. You can also use vinegar. Vinegar, you know, is the thing that we've talked about forever, the 10% up to 20% vinegar spraying and killing plants that are growing is another way to go there. And then there's one product on the market. I think you'll see more as time goes on here, probably in the pretty near future even. But there's one product on the market that's a herbicide that is selective in the natural organic arena, and it's called Agrilon Crabgrass Killer. And it's a cinnamon based product, like the Weed Crush. Both of them are. And cinnamon has a remarkable ability, that and clove. Clove is maybe even more powerful to kill things. So get some of those. Do some hand removal. Look at the tool, if you don't already have one, called the push-pull hoe. A lot of the weeds can be killed by just using that thing. It's very simple to use. You just go back and forth with it, and it slides just under the ground, and it'll kill out annual weeds beautifully, completely with one time, and it'll even kill the perennial weeds out. You know, if you do it a couple of times, it'll help them use up their stored energy underground. But that overall approach will probably get you in good shape. Take a look at those products I mentioned. I think they'll help you with your project there.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Dan.
Appreciate the call.
Right. You have a good day.
You too. Call us again. Here's Gary in Fort Worth next up. Hi, Gary.
Hi. I got a deal that was in the New York Times Wednesday that France is giving Bayer a trainload of stuff that they didn't want Roundup.
Oh, great.
I'm going to mail it to you, and it was in Wednesday's Wall Street Journal.
Okay, yeah, send that to me. You send me good stuff all the time. I appreciate it.
Okay, hey, I need to ask you something.
Sure.
I found the place, Atwoods. They sell a half a bale of alfalfa. And I've put it where I haven't got it in the ground yet. I've got it laying on top of the ground. I'm going to turn it under later. But I'm just worried about more. I got to think about it. Do they spray alfalfa fields with picloram?
No, they can't spray alfalfa because it's a broadleaf plant. That's one of the reasons I like it a lot. It's a great fertilizer. It's a great top dressing mulch that you can use the way you've bought it. There is a chance that it's genetically modified, you know, the GMO.
Yeah.
But you're not going to have when it's GMO, I guess there's a stronger chance it could have some herbicide residue. But for the most part, it's going to be a lot cleaner than any kind of a grassy hay. So it's a good product. Go ahead and use it.
Well, okay. Well, I've got it down, and I've got Black Cow, Cottonburg Compost, and Green Sand, Lava Sand, and let's see, Soft Rock Phosphate. Just a lightly coating of everything in there, and I've got ground cover over it. And that way I keep and some wire mesh so I keep the pussycats from digging in my flower beds.
All right, you're doing good. Way to go.
Okay, well, I'll get it to you in the mail tomorrow, bub.
All right, thanks, Gary. Appreciate the call very much. And that is the end of hour two. I didn't get to everything I was going to do. We got a few calls in. We'll get more in the next hour. We hopefully will have a visitor coming in, talk about the event that's coming up, the Mother Earth News Fair that's coming up in Belton, Texas. It'll be the first one of the year. We'll talk to one of the other speakers. I'll be speaking there as well. By the way, my appearances are all... We're getting quite a few lined up now, but they're all listed on DirtDoctor.com under the button called Appearances right there on the homepage. I'm Howard Garrett. I'll be back after this.